Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm good, Tony. It's a cool day. I guess it gives us a little recognition of what fall is going to be like. Of course, fall is football, so this might be a good day.
I was watching Fox News earlier this morning, and they had a guy on who produced a video that went viral, and this person was taking a power mic and driving through the city of New York and just complimenting people, telling them that their pants look nice, that they're doing a good job. And the video got thousands and thousands of hits on YouTube. And when I knew we were going to have a discussion about happiness, it got me thinking. As I was watching this guy, at first I thought, well, this is kind of a kooky thing to do. But then I started, you know, laughing at it, feeling kind of good about watching someone else making other people feel good. And that touches on the topic that you wanted to talk about. What do you do if you're in a funk and you're unhappy? Well, perhaps it's making someone else happy.
I think that's really true. And it's kind of interesting, because that is the best way to help yourself often, is to try to cheer someone else up. And I really believe that is that's true. Mark Twain is the one who said that also. So if you're down, you try to make someone else feel better. Because I think when we see other people feeling good, being happy, being positively reinforced by us, I think that makes us feel better. So if you make your mother, a sister, a friend, a neighbor, or just an acquaintance, put a little smile on their face, make them feel better, yeah, that's going to make you feel better too. That's just the way life works. That doesn't mean we don't need to find things to make ourselves happy, but I'd say that's one of the things that can clearly make us happy. And this fellow in New York probably had people laughing and kind of chuckling, but also certainly I doubt there were people that were really angry at him. I think that was probably a positive, interesting thing to do.
Yeah, it's interesting that you suggest this for people to get out of their funk, for people who are people of faith. One of the things you're called to do is to serve others, and serving others in the simplest way to make them smile is a pretty easy and fun thing to do.
Well, I think that's really true. And if you believe your purpose in life, whether it's spiritual or secular, is to make the world better, part of it is to put a smile on someone's face and have them feel good about themselves. And it's the type of thing that doesn't cost you anything. It's one of those gifts that one can give, and it keeps giving, because I believe if you can put a person in a good mood early in the day or whenever, let's say early in the day, that person very well is going to get along with people a little better, is going to be smiling, and before you know it, it's kind of something that reaches out to many different people. So a good deed often can have many very positive consequences.
It seems so dumb and corny, and we're trying to go about our lives, and we're busy, and we're doing stuff. We don't have time to be happy.
Well, the funny thing is this. I think we always have to try to be happy, whether we have a job that we, you know, that we like. If we don't like it, I think we have to find things we really like about it, or we have to really start looking around. Is this really what we want to do? I do a lot of work in my office with mid-career people, or even people later in a career, after career, that they decide they want to do something else. And many people realize they've spent many years of their life not being happy, choosing to do something just out of routine. They felt they had to do it. And then when they look back, they say, I wish I hadn't done that. And I say, don't wait till you're 60, 50, 40, 30, however old you are. Start looking at that brass ring in life and decide what is it that you want and go grab it. And that'll clearly make you happy. I mean, you have to be reasonable in this. But really, Tony, there's one time around for sure. I think people of faith certainly believe in a life hereafter. But the one thing we know for sure is what we have here. So let's try to enhance it. Let's try to improve on it. And let's try to really just have a good time. Go for the gusto. I mean, try to really get things that can excite you and get you going. To me, there's no substitute for excitement, exhilaration, looking for new challenges, conquering new challenges, and just moving on and enjoying life, and everyone around you enjoying their life more as you roll through it having a good time.
All right, Dr. Baracho, before we let you go, you have a few famous quotes on happiness that we could take with us?
Yeah, I do. I actually, I think if we say, like, folks choose to be as happy as their minds want them to be, and that was Abraham Lincoln, okay? And then happiness is what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. That's old Mahatma Gandhi, the great civil rights leader from India. Learn to value yourself, which means fight for yourself, Ayn Rand. The best way to cheer yourself is to try to cheer someone else up. That's Mark Twain. We talked about that. And happiness depends upon ourselves, that being Aristotle. Then my own quote, grab every opportunity that comes your way with exhilarating gusto, and you will be a happy person. So those are views, including my view, on how to be a happy person.
Dr. John Baracho is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological to Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. Baracho's website at drjohnb.com. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, Tony.